Okay, the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanan used to say that in Beis Medrash below Chiddush. So in a full Beis Medrash, it divides out. But Friday morning, there's nobody there. So he comes slurk after the ganze Chiddush. Okay, let me get it. Kol acharosu yoyim b'cheskes tayr. The 11 days of Ziva or b'cheskes tayr. We'll see in the Mishnah, in the Gemara 4 Pshat, and what that means. Okay, let's go. Yoshva v'lobotko. This Mishnah is not coming off of that. We'll see. We had in the first parak a long time ago, Sadobdik, Shakras and Arvis, we called him Tash. Yoshua Vlobok, she didn't make it. Why? Shogigo, Nensu, Hizida, whatever it is, Vloy Botka Tahoy. Higiyashas Vesto Vlobotka, Rezu Tmeya. I think I'm more proof from here somewhere that Vestas Dorais. Good. Reb Meirom, we had this also. Imhoisa Bimachbo, she was hiding. There was a Psa Motzah, the Goyim were there, so she went into hiding. Higiyashas Vesto Vloy Botka, Harezu Tahoy. I would just said Higiyash Hasvestival Bodko is Chazoka of Asmanakbo. Mibnesha Charodo Misalekes Sadomim. The attention, the fear, takes away from. Avol Yemei Azav Azovo, Shomeris Yemke Geyom, Harry Cheskes Tum. I mean, once he saw, she saw in the Zainakiyim, or the Shomeris Yemke, they assume she saw. That's a different story because there it's B'mayim Posuach. Okay. Lemay Hilchas. What did it mean in the Mishnah, the first words? The 11 days of Ziva becheskes tayr. Again, I'm four pshat. Om Reb Yehuda, loymar shein tzricha b'dika. That's very simple. We learned the mission of first parak that everyone needs a b'dika shachas varvis. In those 11 days, you don't have to make b'dikas. Frag the Gemara, I could just say that. V'amidiktoni say for Yoshua loybotka. Then it says b'dievin shein make b'dika. It's okay. Obviously, you do have to make a b'dika. Michlal de lechatchila b'ayi b'dika. It's a different case. The Seif is talking Beinidus, the regular days. Not, that's how you read the Mishroch Koma. Kol Yud Aleh Becheskes Tayro Velo Bayibedika. Avo Bimeinidosa, meaning the regular days, not those 11. And then it's Bayibedika. That's the Mishnah back there. Then says the Mishnah. And if she didn't, Yosh Veloi Botko, Shogigo Nenso Hezido Veloi Botko, Tayro. That's the first Pshat. So the first Pshat is Kol Acharios Yom Becheskes Tayro means you don't need B'dikas. Right? But out of those 11 days, you do need b'dikas, but if you didn't make it, it's okay. Rav Chisdo Amalot Tzricha, El Reb Meir. This mission is going to Reb Meir. If you remember on Daf Yud Beis, we had Reb Meir who held that an Isha She'ein Lo Veset is also L'Shamish, and you have to give her a get. Remember, that's the famous Reb Meir. Isha She'ein Lo Veset Asur L'Shamish Ve'ein Lo Ksubados V'yaitze V'liyaz Olomis. So that a mission is talking... According to Reb Meir, Reb Meir said it did that Ishein Lovest is Asur B'Tashmish. Zog the Mishnah Lotzichel Reb Meir. Domer Ishein Lovest Asur L'Shamish. When is that? Honey, me libi meni doso. Amezivosa becheskes tayro kaimo. That's what the Mishnah means. Reb Meir holds that Ishein Lovest is Asur B'Tashmish, but not in these 11 days. Shaz, what's an afkamin? He's got to give her a get. Who cares? Yoytzivil Yazor Lomis. So Zotaisa says two afkaminis. Either it means that calls money doesn't give her a get till he founds the rabbonim and he pays his bills over there in the 11 days of Amut Betashmish. What Taisa says is, let's say they discover it right now. She's be May 11. He's not going to give the get till after those 11 days. Oh, Frank de Gemara, I don't understand. We just said that Rameya holds and Nishen Loves a subatash. He has to give her a get. What's he have to give her a get? He can be mishamish with her all those 11 days and keep going. If you learn Kipshuto, that Ishos, Ishain Latash is always, that's how we usually learn, is always also Batashmish. So Vashtetzach, he has to give her a get. But now you're telling me, even according to her mayor, these 11 days every month, whenever it comes, is Mutas. What does he have to give her a get for? Ihoch Yamai Omer Abmei Yoitzvili Azolomis. Dilmasilikukula Bimei Nido. Yeah, we're afraid. I mean, she's a woman who you can't be Mishamish with her standardly, except the 11 days of Yamei Zivo, that's too risky. If he stays married to him, maybe he'll come to Mishamish. Not in those days, so you have to give a get. It traces back in the first paragraph, explains, if you remember, there's a machloik, is there, does he have to give a ksuba or not? Why would it? Says she doesn't get a ksuba either. And Abba Chanan says he has to give her a ksuba. Taisa is mas, because it depends on this. In other words, why don't you have to give her a ksuba? What you learn, you don't have to give her a ksuba, because so to speak, it's her fault. He can't be Mishamish because she doesn't have a vest, so she doesn't get a ksuba. But Abba Chanan is not a fault. Lamaisa, she's Muteres B'Tashmish the 11 days. So maybe he can't say You can't say I have to give her a get because she's asur, she's muteris in these days. Just we made a takana to give her a get because we're afraid of the other days. So Mela she does get a ksuba. What? What do you mean stumbling? Because most of the month he has. Here he can only be mishamish in these 11 days. I mean, the 11 days after, it's not, doesn't happen all this. 11 days after the nidus. I mean, it's very restricted. Oh, Frank, let's go slow here a minute. So you're telling me now the Mishnah is talking, right? But the Mishnah is clearly talking about Ishiyesh Lovest. It says Igiyesh Hazvest on the Mishnah. Frank, the Mohammed Ketoni say, for Igiyesh Hazvest, Veloy Bot, Michal, the Ishiyesh Lovest, that's Kina. It is Mishnah talking about Ishiyesh Lovest, not Ishiyesh Lovest. Two pieces to the mission. Call Yud Aleph Becheskes Tyra Vishar Yelabayla. We may need a Asura. Bamedva Mamurim Bishin Loves. Avo Yesh Loves. Then starts the rest of the mission. Yesh Loves Muteres Utsricham Deka. Yashav Lobotko Shogun. Then say Zid of Lobotko Tori Gishas Vest Lobotko Tmeya. Frag the Gemara Nochakash. I understand. You're telling me the ratio of the Mishnah is only Reb Meir. Only Reb Meir holds this business of Eishen Loves. But the Sefer is Reb Meir. The Sefer of the Mishnah is Reb Meir. Omer Mehoisa B'machmos. Apparently the beginning of the Mishnah is not Reb Meir. Homer the Sefer Reb Meir, Reisha Lav Reb Meir. So I do a cooler Reb Meir, Reva Hochikom. I'm going to change the Mishnah. If she wasn't in a machbo, in a normal situation, vigiyashas vestival bodko tmeya. Share Reb Meir, not Reb Meir, but share Reb Meir. This whole mission is Reb Meir because the mayor, who the mission is, Reb Meir, may happens to hold in moisav b'machbo vigiyashas vestival bodko tohayro shecharodem misalekes sadomim. So we have the second pshat the mishnah. Well, the first pshat the mishnah was Reb Yehuda. That harel becheskas tayr kol yuliyav becheskas tayr means you don't. It's not about a regular isha, but she doesn't need bedikas. The second pshat is cheskas tayr means with the mishnah is only in Reb Meir. Reb Meir has a din that ishein lavest asur betashmish. In the mishnah is telling me, but in the yudalef yomei ziva she's muteres betashmish. Third pshat in the mishnah, rova oma loyma she'ena metame mesles. We have learned in the first parak that a normal isha, when she sees dam, is metama back mesles. Correct. This mishnah is saying that kol hacharos yoim becheskes tayra, meaning it's dayashaita. Why? Because she's a mesolekes dam, and we don't expect dam to come be meziv like we had muberes menika. Those women are mesolekes dam. They're dayashaita. As a woman who doesn't ordinarily see, we didn't hit her with the chum of mesles. And the mishnah is telling me that in the acharos yoim, there's no din mesles. That's what it means cheskes tayra. Now this pshat the Gemara rejects because we have a favorite brisa, not that way. Meisve hanido vehazovo vehashemeres yoim kineged yoim vehayoledes kulon metamois mesles tiyufta. So this pshat is rejected. This can't be. He wanted to learn the Mishnah means that in the Yud Aleph Yoim is Dayashite, and there's no Mesles. Zogdimon, that's impossible. Does have a favorite Shebrais in it, I say. Okay. Now comes the fourth Mishnah. Now, once again, we have to be careful here. Stam has an interesting point. It says here that Yoledes is Mesles, right? What does it mean Yoledes Mesles? It means if she sees Dam, based the Ledo, you kick it back 24 hours, like she's a Muberes. And Muberes is Dayashait. Lady's having a baby, obviously Muberes. So Rashi and Tosis explain, we mean Muberes, when we say Dayashait, we mean Muberes as a Riyah. Stamazay. This is the dam that comes out with the Leda itself. On that, there's a Din Mesles. What? We don't necessarily know what it's from. It doesn't have to be from the Leda. It could be. It doesn't have to be. Okay, but anyway, this pshat is rejected. Now comes the fourth pshat. This gets as complications as the rest of the blot. Rav Huna Bachia Omer Shmuel Loimar She'ena Kovas Lo Vest B'toch Yemei Zivoso. That's what it means. Kol Acharos Yom Becheskes Tayra. We had this, if you remember, back on Daf Yud Aleph. Where was it? We'll soon see. Rabbi Yochanan holds it can be Kovei Vest B'Mei Zivoso. The Mishnah is telling me that B'Mei Zivoso, there's no kviyas vest. Because again, the Yemei Ziva, these 11 days, we don't expect her to see. It's not a normal time to see. Ziva is not considered a normal riyah. It's a funny thing. So even if we'll see, let's say, three times in the Yemei Ziva, it won't make it a vest. Because it's still considered a fluky thing. Oh, now let's go slow here. Om Reb Yosef. Loy shmiya loy hoshmaitza. This Rabbi Yosef, forgot his learning. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel, and he forgot his learning. When he would hear something that was said b'shem his Rebbeim, he would always be masmiya. I'm a Talmud, I don't remember this. And Abaye would remind him. Okay. Omale Abaye, at amrit nelon. You yourself told us this din. He reminded him. Now, let's how he did it. Not in this mishnah. You told it to us in a different mishnah. Now let's go slow. This is the mishnah. This is the mishnah of Vestas. She saw. She had a vest to see every 15 days. Correct. She had a vest wore for 15. Okay. Then one time she saw a flog of 20, not 15. Okay, let's just get the facts here. What's the din over here? This is the din the way we have it today. Let's say a woman sees every 15 days, correct? Now she sees 20. What is she choishes the next time? For both. She has to be choishes for 15 days from then because she has a veskavu for 15. But since this last time she saw 20, she has to be choishes. Maybe she's setting up a 20. She sees again 20. She's choishes for both. She sees a third time 20. That oike the vest of 15, and now she has a vest of 20. That's what this Mishnah says. Hoysa lemuda, she was regular. I mean, she had a vest kavua. Li yisroya yom tezvov, v'shin tzili yom chav, ze v'ze asur in l'shamish. Both the 15th day and the 20th day. Correct? Good. Shin tzo pamayim li yom chav, ze v'ze asur. Now, let's hold on a second. Forget about that then. What's this lady's vest? 15 days. That's Yom Zivosa. If a woman sees, right, 7 days is what's the divorce mean? It's day 8 till 18 after Aria, that's all it is. She's got a vest kavua for 15. Correct. This sounds like a his vest for Mezivosa. Says Abai, this is what you told us. You told us, or you yourself told us, that this mission doesn't mean 15 and 20. When we say today, a vest of 15, we mean from the Aria. Says Abai, that's not what the Mishnah meant. It means from the Tfilo. So it's really seven more. Meaning it's a vest of 22, and she switched to 27. Now, why did you say that to Rabbi Yosef? Because you yourself hold that you can't be kovei a vest. You hold like this chiyuv Reb Shmuel. He said it didn't. He learns that what's the Mishnah means. That's a different Shmuel. That the Mishnah means there's no kviyas vest for Mezivosa. Zok Reb Yosef, I never heard that. Zok Abaye, you yourself told us that. Because you told us on the Mishnah over there that said she has a vest kavua of 15 and she switched to 20, it doesn't mean that. It really means 22 and 27. Why'd you do that? Because 15 is not a vest. You yourself said this memra of Rashi, that there's no kviyas vest, b'meis v'vosa. Yeah, he didn't say it on this Mishnah, but the din he said. The Amrit lo na lo, you, Abai is saying to me, you yourself, Rabbi Yosef, told us in this Mishnah, Om Rabbi Yudah, Ma Shmuel, lo yishonu, la tesvav, la tvilosa. Doesn't mean 15 from the read away, we count it today. It's 15 from the mikvah. Don't forget, then they didn't have our chumras, so the mikvah was 7 days after the read. So 15 means, Shein chav beiz, la riyosa. The hosom b'meini dosa koila, 22 is good, because yivosa is from 8 till 18, 11 days. Once it's 22, it's clear, that's a regular vest. So Abai is telling me, you yourself told us that din. Oh, good. So now we have a din. Fine. Whether it's this mission or not, it's a different shmuz. But Rav and Shmuel hold. Rav. Reb Huna, Reb Chiyom, Shmuel holds, and Reb Yosef, that there's no kviyas vest, b'mei zivos. Maskim? Maskim. Comes Rav Popo with a shayla. Omer Rav Popo. Amrito lishmaitza kame rebuta mi discard. I said it over. Befrei rebuta mi discard. Meaning I said over this din that there's no kviyas vest bimei zivos. But I asked him a shaila. Okay, you with me? Mikva loikova meichish mauda meichushlo. Now, what does that mean? Then I said two pshat in Rashi and Tais. We'll go with Tais. Tais a little bit simpler here. You told me like this. That she can't be kovei a vest b'mei zivos. Meaning what? Let's say she sees every 15 days, taka. Not 22, but every 15. That won't be a kviyas vest. Fine. I want to know like this. Let's say Isha has a regular vest. B'mei nidosa. A regular vest. But now she sees b'mei zivos. This time comes out b'mei zivos. Do I have to be choishish for that day or not? a vest she has. She has a regular vest. But now it comes out. You'll see how you have a case like that. You won't make a case like that. It comes out now. She has a vest. She saw three times, whatever it is. A regular vest every 26 days, whatever it is. Now the Riyah comes out. B'mezivosa. Do I treat it like a Yeshla vest or not? Will it be Dayashaita Chves? Do I have to be Choshish for that? You got the case. There's a regular vest. But the day is now coming out. It was set up in many doors, but it comes out now. B'mezivosa. Do I have to worry about it? Ishtik. He didn't know the answer. Lo amalei v'lo midi. Amar Rav Papa Nerzei Anan. I'll prove it to you. This case gufo. Hoysel lemuda lios roy liyom tesvov v'shinsel liyom chov zeveze asur. Right. Now, what does that really mean? We said not 15 and 20. It means 22 and 27. Let's put it in the way we talk today. She has a vest kavua for 22, and she saw on 27. What may be Rav Shmuel loy shonu elates vav letfilos shechop ezriyosav v'shinsel liyom chov zayin. Now, listen carefully. What happened over here? An interesting thing. She saw every 22 days, right? Now she saw on day 27. Okay? What is she choshish vayta? For both. From 27 days and for 22 days. Okay? Now, Rav Papa held, when we say she's choshish from 22 days, what does that mean? That means 22 days, the way we do it, from the day she saw now, from day 27, 22 days vayta. Rav Papa didn't hold that way. Rav Papa held, you take 22 days from the 22, from 5 days back, from the day she should have seen. She has a Veskavu for 22, right? She should have seen here on the 22nd day, right? She didn't. She saw here on the 27th day. Now, she has to worry 22 days from now. L'halacha, what does that mean? 22 days from here. Rav Papa held it meant 22 days from here. From the day she has a, interesting way he looked at it. She has a Veskavu for 22. She should have seen on 22. So she should have seen 22 from 22. Now, 22 from 22 is how many from 27? 17. That's Yimezivosa. So this is his Shaila. This is his case. The way he works, and he came out with an interesting setup. A Veskavua b'meinidosa, but the day comes out, b'meinidosa. Take you after b'choshesh. That's what I asked you, Rebbe, to me discard. Oh, v'shinsa. D'chihadre v'osu esrin v'tarte. When the 22 day comes around again, kaimalon betoch yimei zivosa, because he's cheshvening 22 off of the 22, which is 17 off of the 27, which is bimei zivosa. Why? Because the yimei ziva, the cheshven starts from when she actually saw. So that means day one of that cycle is 27. So 22 days off the 22 is 17 days off the 27, which is in the middle of Yemei Ziva, because Ziva goes from 8 till 18. Uktoni Zevaze Asurin. Alma de Chashin in law. You see that you are Choshish Bimei Zivosa for a vest set up Bimei Nidosa. Now explains the Gemara what's missing over here. How do you do that? Because Kosova Rav Papa, Esrin Vitartin, Me Esrin Vitartin Maninon. I counted 22 not from the day she saw 27. But the day, the theoretical day, she should have seen. But nido pischum esrin v'zayimani. The cheshvan of zivus, of course, starts from the day she saw. So when she sees 22 after 22, that's 17 after the day she actually saw. The day she actually saw starts the cheshvan. From there, 8 to 18 is ziva. So 17 is coming out at the middle of yemei zivosa. And shteit cheshinim. Now, of course, the answer to this is it's not true. You cheshvan 22 off 27. So you're wrong in that. Maybe you have no raya. Who told you that you're taking 22 off of the 22? Or the theoretical day? Then it's no problem. Then it's 22 days after the Riyah. Which, now let's be very careful. Forget about the question Zivosa and that. There's a very important machloikis here. A woman who has a vest kavua for 22 days and she switches. See, a choshish for 22. From when? From the day she saw or from the day she should have seen? That's a very important question, I mean. It does look like Rishain and we paskin like Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yeshua. And at the end, going to say everybody agreed with him, which is the way we do it. We figure not from the day she would have seen, the day she saw. A woman has, 22 is unusual vest, but let's say a woman has a vest kavua for 30, make a 30, so make 28. She sees every 28 days. And now she saw, she skipped her veset, and she saw on day 30. So the din is, she has to be choshish for 30 days from then, and 28 days from then. But it means 28 days from the day she saw. not 26 days, because 28 and 28. In this, Al Rishonim say, we take on Rabbi Yehuda ben Sharpapa is not true. In the meantime, he has no raya, because his whole thing is not true here. That's what we told him. Now, Zogdi Gemara, an interesting raya. And the Gemara says, Hochina, the truth is, it makes sense. Sharpapa is a shvera zach. Because, what are you telling me? She has a regila. What's a vest? That's her natural system, Mr. C, every 22 days. It's 22 days after Riyah, she gets another Riyah. No, she had a fluke this time. So she saw on day 27. So, if you do it the way we do it, it makes sense. We're worried her system will kick back to her regular system. Her body tells her that 22 days after a Riyah, she gets a Riyah. But the way you're doing it, it doesn't make too much sense. I can't say it doesn't make sense. It's just a hard thing to understand. Why in the world should she see 17 days from now? Her body's telling it to see 22 days from the day she should have seen. The system of her body is that she sees after a Riyah. She has 22 days for the thing to clear out and for the next thing to happen again. So she missed one. Something happened. She missed one. A fluke happened there. But why should she kick back to the old one? The Gemara says it makes sense. Hokanami Mistabra. And the Gemara gives an interesting marshal. I'll just tell you outside because the words are more hard. The Gemara says like this. Let's say I have a chicken that lays an egg every other day. So she lays an egg Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos. That takes her that long to have the egg and come out. Okay. So she laid an egg on Sunday. She laid an egg on a Tuesday. She should have laid an egg on Thursday. She didn't. She laid an egg on Friday. When will she lay her next egg? On Shabbos? Of course not. On Sunday. She needs 2 days to develop the egg. According to that, that's what the Gemara looks at. According to Papa, she should lay the egg on Shabbos because she's laying the egg 2 days after the day. She should have laid the egg. But the Gemara said, it's a chicken that lays an egg every other day and skipped a day is now going to lay an egg on the next day. Yeah. The Lomdus. Yeah, the Gemara says, Hokanai Mistabra. That makes sense. That's what it's exactly. 100%. Hokanai Mistabra. The Elo Tema Hochi. If you're not going to say, you're going to say like a Papa that you build off the theoretical day. Hi, Tana Golta, a chicken. The Ramya Yoyma, she lays an egg one day. The Kofsha Yoyma, then one day she doesn't. I mean, she lays an egg every other day. The Ramya Yoyma, the Kofsha Yoyma. She lays an egg Sunday, takes a day off Monday. Lays an egg Tuesday, takes a day off Wednesday. The Kofsha Trey Yoyma, Sagimach, that she missed 2 days. Meaning she laid Sunday, Tuesday. She should have had an egg on Thursday. She missed Wednesday and Thursday. The Ramya Chal Yoyma, she now had an egg on Friday. When is the next egg going to be laid? Shabbos. Zichanisht. Zich will be Sunday. Ki hadra nakta kidl kame nakta. When she kicks back into laying the egg, she'll go back to her old system. Meaning, every other day. So since she had it on Friday, now it'll go to Sunday. Or can they make kora nakta? Or she'll have it on Shabbos because she should have had it on Thursday. Kidl kame nakta zichanat. Avad, she lays an egg every other day. If she had an egg on Friday, she will have the next egg on Sunday. I should skip Thursday. Something happened over there. Okay. What? Because that's a Veskavua. That's a Veskavua. She sees every 28 days. So we're Chayshu. She'll see 28 days from now. But not 28 days from when she should have seen. It's 28 days from now. She should have seen on 28. She didn't. She saw on day 30. But she had. So it's a fluke. Where Chayshu, she'll see 28 days from now. But not 28 days from the 28th day. There's no reason to say that. I mean, doesn't machlekes zafpo but David ben Shua, but the Gemara says Ochanami Mistabro Afrafun Beish. Now we have to be careful. Papa is now going to bring a raya to his idea that you count from the day she should have seen, even though she didn't see. The raya is not an easy one. That's the emes. That's as long. That's not an easy raya. It's like what the raya is. Let's go slowly. Omlef Papa Elo. Hold on, Meshlof. This we had on Daf Yud Aleph. Isha Kovas Loves Betochi Mezivoso. If you remember, we had Nid Aleph. Reb Yochanan says, Ish kavas leves betoch yimeni dusa. Okay, now just before we get into the Gemara, what do we have here? This is exact steer to what we just said. Shmuel just said on Omer Aleph that she's not koveya, not only in the days of Ziva, but in days that could be Ziva. Here, everybody's saying she's koveya vest, b'mezivosa, even if she's seeing. Reb Yochanan holds even b'mezivosa dusa when she's seeing. Zok tois b'fuei nochanam. This Reb Yochanan Mishlokish, achoy like on Shmuel, enochanami. And we pass can alokik Reb Yochanan legabe Shmuel, which means la haloka we hold ishes koveya vest bimezivosa ubimenidosa. This whole shmuz we had before is not la haloka. That's a landina. It is that way. I mean, today we don't have bimezivosa. We don't have it really, but whatever it is, everything's there. Now let's see what he did over here. And if you remember from Yirav, the question is, what is the case over here? It's heichidomi. Rav Papa understood that the case, we want the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ish chovas dves b'mei nidos. Zokter, I said, what's the case exactly? Now, y'mei nidos means b'mei nidos mamish in the 7 days when she's seen. Zokter, he meant like this. Hey, chedom. Lab, didn't he mean? Kigon. D'chazoy reish yarcho v'cham shub yarcho. Shishor ish chodesh, and then the hey chodesh. That same month. So that's y'mei nidos, okay? Because the 7 days, y'mei nidos. Good. I mean, she stopped. Rashi explained it out. Remember? She saw his chayish, she stopped, then she saw on the 5th day. That's Yemeni Dos. Reish Yarcho Becham Shubia. The next month she saw Reish Chayish and the 5th day. Vahashti, the 3rd month, which is Kaveh the Vest, Chazoy Becham Shubiarcho, Ubreish Yarcho, Lo Chazoy. You got the case? The 1st month she saw Aleph and Hay. The next month, Aleph and Hay. The next month, she saw hay, did not see Aleph. Says Rabbi, that, according to Papa, is Rabbi Yochanan's din, Avisha Kovaz Vest, Bimeni Dos. Now, the question is like this. The first two, obviously, are Bimeni Dos, she saw 1 and 5, but the last time is not Bimeni Dos. But Rav Papa had a mashmo, this is a shverk idea. Rav Papa had a mashmo, that Kovaz Vest, Bimeni Dos, meaning the 3rd time is also called Bimeni Dos. Now, why is the 3rd time called Bimeni Dosa? You gotta get, the 1st time she saw Aleph and Hay. The 2nd month, Aleph and Hay. So Hay's Bimeni Dosa. The 3rd month, she saw an Hay. Why do you call that Bimeni Dosa? You know why you call it Bimeni Dosa? Because we say it's as if she saw an Aleph. Since she's set to see on Aleph, we look at the theoretical day that she should have seen on Aleph, so Hay is called Bimeni Dosa. Dosa Rav Pop is Raya, that you go with the day she should have seen. It's a very modern Raya. That's the Emes, but that's the right way Rashi learns. It's not even in the Rashi. Rashi doesn't explain it. Tosis quotes a Rashi we don't have that explains the Raya that way. It's a funny Zach because the 1st two are clearly Bimeni Dosa. Maybe that's all he meant. So Rashi explains the Loshin Kovaz Ves Bimeni Dosa is a mashma that the Kovaz one, that 3rd one was Bimeni Dosa. The 3rd one was not Bimeni Dosa. She saw an A. The Teretz says we look at it as if she saw an Aleph because that's her setup. You see that you look at the day she should have seen as if she saw. Das Rav Pop is right. V'ko'omar isha koivas lo ves betoch yimei nidusa et okizok. On this case, Rav Pop understood that was his case. Aleph, hey, it's called yimei nidusa. Why is it called yimei nidusa? Because it's as if she saw on Rosh Chodesh. Alma meresh yarcho manino. Very interesting riot. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't think that with the riot. The Gemara says you have the wrong case. That's not the case that he meant. Loi, Amalei Loi, Hochi Yom Reb Yochanan. This we had back on Yin Aleph. It's the other way around. Kigon, the Chazoi Reish Yarcha. She saw Rosh Chodesh Nissan. V'Reish Reish Yarcha. She saw Rosh Chodesh Nissan. She saw Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Now the 3rd time, the Esrin V'Cham Shebi Yarcha. The Reish Yarcha. It's the reverse case. She saw once on Rosh Chodesh. Once, the 3rd time, she saw on Rosh Chodesh, but she saw 5 days before that. So it's Rosh Chodesh, and here it's Chof Hei and Rosh Chodesh. It's the 3rd time, it's Taka Bimei Nidusa. It is Bimei Nidusa. You don't need any theoretical day. She saw Chof. Now, the question is here, why? And it becomes a Vestal Rosh Chodesh. This is a very interesting din over here. She saw Rosh Chodesh, then Chof Hei, Rosh Chodesh. We would say, that's not a vest, the 3rd time she saw Chof Hei, so she can vest. Zog di Gemara, since she saw already twice on Rosh Chodesh, we say the Ikariya now is also Rosh Chodesh. And this is like extra dam that's filled out, extra stuff. That's Rabbi Yochanan's din, whatever it is, but that's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. As Ishikovas Bimeni Dusa. But that has nothing to do with you, Rav Papa. You made up a case where she's seeing not Bimeni Dusa. It's called Bimeni Dusa because she should have seen 5 days ago, and you brought a right to what you said. That's not what he was talking about. He's talking about this case. No, come on. Loi Hochi Yom Rabbi Yochanan, going to Chazoy Reish Yarcha Reish Yarcha Ve'esrim Mecham Shem Yarcha Reish Yarcha. That's Bimeni Dusa. We say it's a Vesla Kavula Rosh Chodesh. Why? The Amrinin, that really the day is Rosh Chodesh. The Amrinin, Domi Yeseru the Teisu Bo. It really, she's a seer on Rosh Chodesh. We horai the last 2 times it was Rosh Chodesh. Aye, she saw this time a few days early. That's extra da, but the Ikariya is Rosh Chodesh. That's what he meant when he said, Isha Kavaz Vest, Lemeni Dusa. V'chein ki osa rovim v'kol nechusa yamo, all the people who went le yam, amruak rafuna b'reid Rav Yeshua, I told all the Rishonim agree, we go like rafuna b'reid Yeshua, not like Rav Papa, whenever investors, and that's a portion of investors, we build off of the day she saw, not the day she should have seen. We don't deal with the theoretical days. Even on a Veskavua lady, even on a Veskavua, that's a woman who has a Veskavua to see on day Rosh Chodesh, and she didn't, we don't deal with it. Good.